This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, hey, guy, I think the color of that fountain is wrong. Hey. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
John, hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Did you like the little pause I did there? Like, I was like, kind of like thinking, like, maybe just like that kind of dramatic, bring up the drama in the room maybe a little
like,
bit.
What if he isn't here? Like, what if it's a different guy? Like, what if in the last week we had a big falling out, and the co-host was replaced by somebody else, and that's just where we're at now.
Yeah,
it's just like where we're at now.
No other discussion here. We have a new co-host. Do not ask questions. No, like
exactly.
They will not be answered. No questions at videodeathloop.com.
We're not telling you what happened. Isn't it great that we actually enjoy each other's company? Like, wouldn't it be terrible to have like a popular sort of socialize-y type show? You know, like a podcast or just any kind of, you know, even if it was just a band, right? And just being in it with people you hate.
Oh, and yeah, just, or grow to hate or something.
Yeah, or grow, and just having to do that. Isn't it much better to just be like, listen, okay, I know we've got some listeners, but we don't monetize this show. So if we ever don't like each other, we're done. We don't have to do this anymore. There's literally nothing keeping us here.
Right. It is one of, like, I'm glad that, like, there's no money to be made. So there's that part already.
Exactly.
On the
table. Exactly. So there's nothing keeping us doing this apart from that we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would never happen. Your terrible pause of like, is it going to be Aaron? It would never happen.
Yeah, you're
because
right.
we would just not do the show anymore. It would just stop. If John and I ever got in a fight, if we were like, listen, I really don't care for the way that you eat sandwiches, John. I don't like the way you cut them diagonally.
What? No,
I feel like they need to be cut, you know, vertically. And
Aaron, if I ever cut that sandwiches diagonally, that's a pod person. That's not me.
Like, oh, really? That, you know, I'm definitely a diagonal sandwich person.
Really? Okay, let me ask you. Like, we got into food topics really quick on this episode. I feel like
we're just hungry people now. I'm sorry. We're just hungry people.
Yeah, you get hungry. It's late at night. It's time for late night snacks where we're recording at the moment. But the... like, do you reserve the diagonal to cut for only certain sandwiches or all sandwiches?
If I remember it, it's all sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like a square sandwich. Like, I'm not going to get like a hoagie and cut it diagonally. Like, that's going to be straight down the center.
Yeah, that's a little bit silly. And that's hard to deal with. That, like, in most cases, if it's especially a really long hoagie, it's kind of like a cone at that point.
Yeah, it's not. That's not what you want to do. But like, if it's just a you know sandwich bread style sandwich, I don't know why. I just prefer it as a triangle. Mm-hmm. I think you just get exposed, sort of a lot of like the center of the sandwich, right? Like just right off the bat, you can get in there. There's no, you know, messing around the edges of the sandwich because, I mean, you get to them eventually, right? But this way you get right into the good stuff. Cause that's the problem with the sandwich is not every bite is equal. There's like, I would say, depending on the sandwich, 20 to 30% of the bites of that sandwich are going to be a subpar bite of sandwich. Easy.
True. Like, you're not getting to, like, really any, like, you got to get to those tasty bits. And sometimes, like, you get, like, I thought, like, with the cutting of it, you'd get, like, a corner and not as much. You'd be, like, biting a little bit more air at that point.
Yeah. I mean, there is that. I guess it just gives you the option right off the bat, right? Like if you don't cut it, like if it's just a whole sandwich you're going in on kind of a sloppy edge to begin with. I mean, you might have, it might not have, you know, if it's like a meat and cheese and veggie sandwich, you know that the around the crust, you're not getting 100% of what's in the middle, right? Like if it's right. a tomato, that tomato, it might be there. It might not be there. It's hard to say.
Might have slipped off your sandwich already if you...
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. But cutting it through a diagonal, that exposes that center of the sandwich from the very first bite. Mm. And so then you have greater control over, okay, do I want to dig in right to the middle? Do I want to kind of satiate myself a bit around the edges before I go for the good stuff? Because there is something to say. I will say, John and I had a friend in college. He wore hats a lot.
Yes.
One time, there was a Subway near campus. And one time, I walked in there. I did not know he was there. But he was in line, and I was in line behind him. And I walk in, and he just immediately goes into the spiel about his Subway strategy, which was strange if you did not know the hat man, that he would have a Subway strategy, but not strange at all if you knew the hat man. Like,
did he treat it like a level of a popular first person shooter at the time?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know if our hat friend was as serious about his Subway strategy as he was what has come to be known boomer shooters. Yes. It was smart, though, is the thing. Like, of all the things he said, and he said many things, this was maybe the smartest thing he ever said, which was, when you go into Subway, there at the time it was cheaper to get like a veggie delight, which is like a no meat sandwich, right?
Right.
It's like, it's just cheese and veggies. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. I've ordered a veggie delight just because I wanted a veggie delight before.
That's what you get sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. But he would order like a veggie delight and then a 6-inch, like a foot long veggie delight, and then a 6-inch of the sandwich that he actually wanted. And his reckoning was very hungry. He wanted to eat. And when you're very hungry, whatever you eat to begin with is going to be delicious, right? Like, it's going to taste great. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a meatball sub or a veggie delight. You're going to appreciate it if you're hungry. You're just going, this is so good. And so he would eat the foot-long veggie delight, the foot-long cheap sandwich first, and that would get him satiated. And through the whole sandwich, he would think it was good because he was hungry. And then he would move on to the 6-inch, smaller, more expensive, meat-focused sandwich. And then he could savor the bites of the meat-focused sandwich. He could actually enjoy the flavor of it rather than being propelled forward by hunger. And it would equal out to kind of, he sort of enjoying them both the same.
Okay. So our friend essentially made what was essentially a 2-course meal which we were college students at the time, you know, like Subway at the time was relatively cheap.
Right. So, yeah. This was like, back in the days of the, you know, $5 foot long sometimes, or maybe even before that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like $5 foot long, and it might actually be a foot long. You never know. But he made a 2-course meal out of that, just like kind of savoring it like a prince, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. Once he got done, I mean, his hunger, you know, slacked by the time he'd eaten the foot long veggie delight. Then he could just savor the meat sandwich, and I don't know why that stuck with me. But it's a, you know, that's just a rule of life. Sometimes even people that say mostly completely unhinged things will occasionally say something quite profound. And I think about his Subway sandwich strategy probably more than many things I've learned in my life, honestly.
That's something you could take with you. That's the kind of I remember with like soup and like and stuff where I remember seeing like a businessman in an airport crumpling the crackers inside the container in the plastic bag and then opening it up and pouring in the soup and just seeing that. It's like it opened up my third eye, man. Like I was like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do with it. No one taught me that. No one. I thought you just like kind of crumpled them and your hands were just crumbly for a while.
You had not yet ascended to the level of a man of business.
No. And like at that time, our friend was a person of business.
Yes, his business might have been sandwiches and old first person shooter games, but by God, he was in business.
Yeah, that is true on that. You really had to do like what you do what you can when you're in college and you were trying to stretch the budget, and it's like you wait for the time to do that for like Subway deals. You waited for like the local Hardee's doing the happy hour where it's like buy one get one free burgers when it was still like good Hardee's at the time where like they first brought out the burgers and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And
you would never go to a grocery store and make your own food. You would just find increasingly oblique strategies to buy more fast food.
Yeah. No, they're like, we got classes to attend and sleep to follow up afterwards, and we got to sleep through the classes that we were promised our parents we would attend to.
Exactly.
There's ramen on the menu.
Ramen and GameCube, baby.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Soul Calibur 2, baby. Aaron, I have a video for you though.
Okay, please. I'd love to watch it.
Good. It might be related in some ways. You may seem like you may remember a fondness for a brand name included on it. Maybe not in the way it's shown here, but you have no idea what it is. I do because I chose it. And we're going to watch it in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it's a Wendy's commercial.
The Wendy's,
I guess.
A virtual Wendy's.
There's like people there with no legs. Is this have something to do with the metaverse?
Yeah, it is.
They don't have legs.
Legs are, you know, like you got to be free of your mind's legs, man. Your mind's eyes, legs are no more here. You're at the Wendy's of the Meta Horizon world. This is from 2 years ago, by the way. It's not the current version of Meta Horizon, but okay. I'm understanding that legs are still a problem.
Okay. It's the Wendyverse. It has fucking terrible frame rate. Mm-hmm. Everyone's standing outside it, sort of dancing their legless dance.
There's at the Wendy
basketball,
dome.
I guess.
There's Frosties.
Throw stuff at Frosties. There is something that distresses me most of all about the wind. There's a lot that distresses me about the Wendy's. Let's say that. There's a lot of things to talk about when we come to the Wendyverse. The thing that distresses me the most is the fountain of piss. Because
could be Mountain Dew. It could be Mountain Dew.
No, maybe. It's not. It's piss. Okay. You see a fountain squirting yellow, okay, that's not Mountain Dew color, dude. It doesn't have that like nuclear yellow color of Mountain Dew. It's not even mellow yellow. It's that like dehydrated gamer piss color.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and it's not healthy. Someone should get
it's not healthy piss. It's not healthy. It's that like kind of dark, gross yellow. And I could not begin to imagine what they thought people would think that was, except for piss. Did they think we would think it was cheese?
No, maybe honey mustard. Honey mustard, maybe?
None of these, like, Wendy's is not strongly associated with honey mustard in any way.
No, but
they have no honey mustard focused food. Okay, Wendy's has, they have chili, they have ethically questionable tomatoes, is my understanding. They're Wendy's gets fucky when you look into where they source their ingredients from.
Did they get it from the metaverse too?
It's I mean they might, I don't know. I feel like it would be a step up in morality wise if they got it from the metaverse.
Now featuring virtual tomatoes.
Yes. Virtual tomatoes with legs. Yeah. The tomatoes have legs, the people do not. Welcome to the future.
Wait.
This is the future liberals want.
Wait, so okay. So that like you make your virtual avatar in the metaverse, yes. Meta Horizon world verse, whatever the fuck it is.
Yes.
And at the end of the process is like, we're going to cut off your legs now. You don't have an option on, you don't have a yes or no, you just have continue. Your legs get cut off.
Connect sensory enhancement diodes to your legs so you can feel the virtual saw chopping your legs off to give to tomatoes.
Yeah, and like later on, you're just going to the Wendyverse. You're playing, you're jamming down for the March Madness arena that they built for some reason because they may have an NCAA promotion, I guess. I don't know. Either way, you see a sexy-ass tomato walking with your legs around there. What do you do?
It's my legs. Those are my legs, tomato.
Is it like a full tomato or is it like a sliced tomato?
The tomato looks at you, walks over to the piss fountain, takes out your pissing instrument, your VR pissing instrument, whatever it may be, pisses into the piss fountain while it looks at you with a blank tomatoey face and then walks away.
And that's how the fountain gets that piss color.
Exactly. It's listen, the Wendy's verse is very anti anyone actually having a good time there.
Oh. they're all acting like they're having a good time, but there's not a soul behind that smile. There's this like, we got to do it for our job. We got to, like, one of them just gets behind the counter and starts working the virtual Wendy's.
Can I ask you along those questions? People are acting like they're having a good time at Wendy's, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
In real life,
when they are creating this commercial, all right, do they actually have actors like in like Oculus headsets playing each of these characters and then they're just filming it like machinima style? Oh. Is that it, like, was there a day when everyone gathered at some, you know, ad agency somewhere in LA? It's like a low slung featureless warehouse. And they're you've got all of these extras more or less like filing in. They're going to get paid, you know, like $50 for the day. And you walk in and you're like, listen, you put on, we've already created, you know, these characters. You just have to put on these meta headsets and you just have to walk around and pretend like it's fucking cool to be at this like VR Wendy's.
Yeah, I'm at, you know what? I don't even think they went that far, because if you went that far, you probably have to worry about some sort of virtual actors union in LA that you have to pay at that point. No, I think someone at Wendy's HQ or like they got there was like, hey, you know what would be a fun activity if we got our employees in on it? Let's show them the fun that is the metaverse.
Mm. So you think they brought, you know, like, okay, so instead, Wendy's HQ. Don't know where do you think Wendy's is headquarters at?
Oh, man. Mm. Feels like an Ohio thing, honestly, in my head.
You think Seems Ohio?
Like, I think Ohio.
Okay.
I don't know, but I think
I can buy Ohio. I can. I would wonder, is there any way to sort of like, is there anywhere that has more people with red hair that you would have like a slightly higher guess, like more people from Scotland? In Ireland, I mean, I guess apart from Scotland and Ireland, but I don't get the impression that Wendy's is based at either of those locations. I feel like it's very much an American brand.
Yeah.
Ohio for Wendy's. They're a big chili, I feel like it could be. They love chili at Wendy's. Mm-hmm. So it feels like it could be Texas with the chili situation. Could be like a northern Midwest state you know, like a Minnesota.
I'm definitely venturing towards a Midwestern there, because I feel like with the mascot of Wendy, which is, I believe, based on like Dave Thomas's niece or daughter. I can't
daughter.
Remember.
Yeah. Daughter.
Yeah. I feel like that, like, I don't know, that always screamed like a prairie look to me. So I'm thinking like Missouri, Ohio, like, you know, like the, like up the, like up in the Midwest somewhere. Like
Missouri is a, that's a strong guess. I don't think I would have come up with Missouri for Wendy's.
Yeah.
There's only
so much you could do in the Midwest. And sometimes you just make a conglomerate fast food chain that happens to sweep the nation.
Yeah. I feel like it's an Indiana based company. I feel like Wendy's is Indiana. You're That's saying it. It's Ohio. I mean, we're right around each other on the map. Okay. Where is Wendy's?
What do you think they're waving to? Like, they're all doing like the waving their arms like a crowd, like just trying to go with the flow. And they're like circling around the gigantic Wendy statue, like the fucking Wicker Man or something.
It's pretty amazing. John, holy shit. It's based in Dublin, Ohio.
Oh yeah,
but take dude, is that. Dublin, Ohio? Was Dublin, Ohio, founded by like people from Ireland?
Maybe. I mean, that seems.
I mean,
like
just based up. On like the red hair, like we were all over it, my man.
We might be stereotyping Dublin, Ohio, a little bit, like with that.
No, there's no way. There's no way. It's not like your initial immigrants were from Germany and they named it Dublin. Right, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, okay.
They're from Ireland for sure. Okay.
Okay. Oh, they're waving. There's like a wacky, wavy, floatable, arm flailing tube men.
Yeah, they're all waving. Having fun, like with the flailing tube man. Okay, so what were we on? Okay, they were headquarters. So we've got the Dublin, Ohio headquarters of Wendy's. Mm-hmm. All right, you get a bunch of one day. There's like a bunch of. I guess like shit bags from Meta show up with like a bunch of VR headsets, and they've identified like the absolute least necessary people that work at the Wendy's Corp. It's like, all of you, we're going to take 4 hours to shoot this commercial in VR. You do not have to do your regular job. You just have to come and put on this headset. It's been sanitized.
Has it?
I mean, they'll say that. They'll say it's been sanitized.
That's true.
I don't know. I trust anyone. I would trust someone from the Wendy's Corporation before I would trust someone from the Meta Corporation to tell me it's been sanitized.
Yeah. Like, that, definitely, you know that, like, those are going to be the nastiest headsets, too. They are the ones that they've taken to every corporation. There is no telling what it smells like. They have not replaced the foam since Oculus 1.
Ugh.
They've actually transformed and placed the foam to make sure it has an extra stench to it from every Meta Quest device that they upgrade to.
Just understand, this will smell. That's part of the experience. Mm-hmm. We just feel like it captures the Wendy's experience to kind of smell a little body odory.
Yeah. We just inside. We got back from going to Planet Fitness with these things, getting prepared.
So they've got all these people and they're like, okay, everyone, like, put them on. You're already, you know, they've got like some poor guy that's like having to test and prep all the headsets and get them logged in or whatever. Like, put them on. And so everyone, you know, all these people, they were like, you know, like junior accountants or social media.
Social media accountants. That's what they are.
Whatever kind of like extra jobs Wendy's would have.
Mm-hmm. And
they're just sitting around in like an empty room that's been, you know, I guess. Where would a company have that size of a room to put, you know, like 20 people to bop around?
You would probably have at like.
Are they outside? Do you think they're on the lawn?
Oh, maybe.
Outside. Yeah, they're outside.
Yeah, these
they're outside.
The meta quest, like, especially around this time, their big thing about this would be like, oh, it doesn't have any wires. You can go anywhere with it.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're out on the lawn. Everyone's looking at them through the glass mirrors that they cannot see on the inside. They're just looking out at the people on the lawn through the meta quest.
All their co-workers are just like, look, they're kind of piled up at the window looking outside at like the, I don't know, 15 or 20 people that they pulled out of their job for the day that have got these goofy ass headsets on, standing around in like the manicured front lawn that's probably right next to like a state highway.
Oh, definitely.
So like drivers by or be like, what the fuck is happening at Wendy's?
And then just a bunch of people just doing the like the arm flailing.
The arm waving. Like there's a honk, people are honking, like, don't worry about it, that we're not recording audio, we're just doing motion capture.
People are just screaming at them from the highway at that point. Like, you ever see like the pictures of the like the, when the Oculus Quest was first being announced and showing like the people at the tech seminars, all of them wearing the VR headset down the line, and like I think
and like Zuck is walking by him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, like the very dystopian type of look going on. It's like that, but a little bit more fun, honestly, because they're just like they're falling over. They're waving their hands around. They're wondering where their feet are. They don't know. No one will tell them. The tomatoes have them.
It's like there's a whole subplot, like tomatoes, they do have your feet. How long do you think, like, to get the shot with them doing like the weird, like wavy arm motion thing? I mean, it's only in there for a bit, but to get everyone lined up in like game or in meta or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Mm-hmm. To do that, and then they have like a couple different shots that they have like a couple. I mean, they're doing that for, I would say, solid 10 minutes.
Oh,
you've got all these idiots out there like doing the hand wavy thing.
I would double down. I would say at least 20 minutes of just trying to get it right, because like someone at this time, probably when they're trying to do this, someone's battery is about to go out on that Quest headset and they're going to have to get a replacement one. Make a new avatar at that point. Get their legs caught off again.
Everyone stop. Stop with the hand wavy thing. We got to charge Bill's headset. Hang on. Take five, everyone. No, not you, Roberta. You've got to go into the basketball dome. You still have to throw straws at virtual Frosties.
Can I take this off? This smells like testicles.
No, you have to go and clap next to the piss fountain.
I don't want to.
So clap. It is a piss fountain. No, we're not. Listen. The yellow blue water would clash with the blue sky. So just for this commercial, we've made it yellow.
It's further distressing that the piss fountain has a on the very top where the water, the piss is spouting from it, is just a like medium drink at Wendy's, basically, with the straw coming out from the top. So that's I don't know what to think about that. I'm scared.
I mean, what is there to think about it? Engage with it.
No,
don't be afraid. I need you to engage. What does the medium drink with the piss coming out of the top mean?
I don't want to be social with the piss fountain, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Get in there. I need you. Close your eyes. Does it make you feel something? Does it remind you of something?
It reminds me of piss.
It good there. Reminds you of piss.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, why? Okay. Quality is a recipe next to the piss fountain. Got it.
There is, when we see the person who has decided to presumably take their free time to work the register at a Wendy's, they put on a visor. Yes, I was trying to think, a hat without the top part. A visor, exactly. And it says VIB on it. VIB. And I'm guessing it is not a reference to the PlayStation 1 indie music game Vib Ribbon. So I'm it's got to be either that person's name is Vib, which I've never heard of as a name. Although if your name is Vib, I'm sorry. I've just never heard of it. Me personally. Right. Sounds like a great name. But considering it's not a name, it probably stands for very important something.
Right. The B is mysterious, isn't it?
It's a mysterious B. And normally that VIP would be a very important person.
Right.
So I feel like it's a noun. It starts with a B. Being Wendy's, is it very important burger? The person is not a burger, so I don't believe that's the case.
It could be maybe Buddy. I don't know. Like
very important Buddy?
Buddy. Like, this is our very important buddy who has to work while everyone else is having fun.
Everyone else is doing the arm wavy thing, but they've got to make burgers.
Yeah. Man, that's going to suck for Dave because Dave thought he was going to get a free day out of this. No, he's got to work the virtual Wendy's also.
So it's a different day for you, Dave. You're our very important buddy.
You gotta serve these
fries.
You got to distract them from the piss fountain somehow. You got to give them a burger. Give them a bag.
We cannot fix the piss fountain. It needs to be fixed, but we don't know how. We're just going to shoot around it. Surely no one will notice this. Surely no one will watch this commercial over and over again and realize that we've got a piss fountain in front of our Wendy's. Surely no one. And I'm tapping.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell there's a sign here at the very beginning. I want to read that sign a little bit.
Please do. Yes.
I accept your tapping, by the way, Aaron. Good job.
Okay.
Good job to both of us for making it through the Wendy's Horizon World preview that there was. But there is they give you a to-do list when you enter the world without your legs. Talk to Wendy. You can so there's a Wendy NPC presumably in there. You got to find the little fry guy.
Okay.
Aaron, I think you're right. I think it's to find the very important burger visor is what one of the two.
So the B does stand for burger.
Yeah, but that's a little distressing also because that like the guy is you're wearing the visor that says that. Are you the burger?
Are you the burger? Indeed.
You can gain access to the secret room where you might become a burger.
Secret room is in quotes, by the way. It's in quotes, which is way more sort of upsetting than if it wasn't in quotes.
Like a secret Wendy sex dungeon or something.
Yeah, it's definitely some kind of a sex dungeon. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, bring Fry Guy a drink and get your promo code, which of course you have a promo code for probably 15% off your next drink order at Wendy's.
What do you bet? It's very important burger. I bet that's the promo code. Put that in. Just go to every Wendy's website and put in very important burger and see what happens.
Yeah, very important burger. You might get something off. You might get like Meta Horizons coming to your house and be like, why? What? Did you drink for the piss fountain? No. I wanted a burger, man.
The reason I think that is because very important burger on this sign on our like. In Ludo, like quest list, it's all one word. Like there's no spaces separating very important and burger.
Right. So it's a very much a possibility that it can happen where they're just trying to reach out and get that engagement in there. Get like turn it into like showing that this meta thing is real. Damn it,
it's real. It's so real, guys. Everyone will be doing this soon. This isn't a scam.
What? Why? Like Second Life did so well in comparison. Like Second Life seems like a bastion of paradise compared to every other attempt to make a metaverse, including like what we're seeing in front of us here.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was just old internet. Like old internet is dead. Now and new internet's not as good as old internet. That's just true. That's just it. Anything that comes on the internet now is a worse version of what we used to have.
True. Nothing excites me more than waking up in the morning and logging in to remember I have to log in and with my password, then use my two-factor authentication to make it text my phone to accept a code in there from there, to which I need to also go to a second two-factor authenticator and confirm to make sure I did not subscribe to the newsletter this time around, because they want to include that every time in there and make it a 15-minute process. It's great. The internet's great. It's great.
It's a good, it's a place. The internet, it's a place.
Wait,
it's a place.
It's a place that you can go if you really want to.
Don't recommend it in any capacity. If there was any other way to reasonably to distribute this podcast apart from the internet, we would be doing it.
Aaron,
we'd be launching like balloons with audio tapes connected to them. You'd have to shoot them down with a BB gun. That's how we'd prefer
to be
distributing this show.
Could we do that? Could we just?
I mean, we could. I think it's just going to be littering, but we could do it.
Or domestic terrorism. And either way, I'm okay with it.
Domestic terrorism is in vogue. I'm generally for it. So let's do it.
Yep. All right. Check out your local listings, folks. You might have Video Death Loop coming to your area or your prison.
Yeah, just shoot down any balloon you see.
Yep. Nothing can go wrong.
Or drone.
Yeah. I've never actually flown a drone. I feel like I'd crash it immediately on there. Yeah. It would just be bad for all there.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's probably good you have it then.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's been an episode. That is that's what we do every week on this show for Video Death Loop. We watch a short video clip on loop. We talk about it. We explore the piss fountain. And we make you ask questions that you never thought you would ask on a podcast before or after.
Yep. So we just do it because we like it.
Yeah, we do it because we like it. And we want to make sure that you do ask us questions at questions@videodeathloop.com. We do our best to answer any questions back. Or if you got a suggestion for us, go for it. Make it happen. We like those too. You can rate us on your favorite podcasting platform. 5 stars, 2 thumbs up, gold stars, whatever they allow you to do, make it happen. And we appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's like 4 stars, grab like a gold sticker star, just put it on your monitor. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. That's good with us. We like that. Give us 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I haven't got a gold star in so long that I feel like I would be very appreciative.
It's
if I got
been
one
a right long now. Time, hasn't it?
Like
it's been a long time.
Aaron, I think mission: find a gold star, add it to your monitor, feel like give that good feeling back, give that good gold star feeling.
All of you do that this week. That's your homework.
Yeah,
give yourself a gold star.
Give yourself a gold star. We'll see you next week. Bye.